Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. A deadly hit and run in East Wichita. We've got the story.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Jennifer Aramore. Milder air streaming our way straight through midweek. Your full forecast is coming up.
Wichita police investigating a hit and run crash Sunday evening on eastbound Kellogg between Hydraulic and I-135. Police say the victim was riding his motorcycle when he was struck by a car. Here's police officer Clayton Schuler.
The car is here. The driver left on foot.
Okay.
So we have the vehicle. We're just trying to find the driver now.
Police still looking for a suspect. Washington lawmakers disagree on the president's decision to target and kill a top Iranian general.
Congress agrees Soleimani was a threat to Americans, but GOP Senator Rand Paul said on NBC's Meet the Press they didn't get all the facts from key players.
We've heard that from the Secretary of State that they don't know where or when, but it was imminent. That, to me, does seem inconsistent.
Senate Democrat Tim Kaine on CBS Face the Nation said some lawmakers expected much more.
The administration says there was exquisite and detailed intelligence. That means it was specific.
Administration officials pushed back, saying by not escalating to war, the president met War Powers Act requirements by acting as he did. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
Icy roads, deadly tornadoes, and punishing waves were all part of the severe weekend weather blamed for 11 deaths and major damage in parts of the Midwest, South, and Northeast. The death toll included tornado victims in Alabama and Louisiana and two first responders struck by a car at an icy Texas accident scene. Another icy road death was reported in Iowa. A drowning was reported in Oklahoma flooding. Officials spent Sunday assessing damage and working to restore power to tens of thousands. Two people were hospitalized after a rollover crash in northwest Sedgwick County Sunday morning.
It happened just after 10 o'clock in the westbound lanes of K-96, just west of 295th Street West near Mount Hope. Emergency crews arriving on the scene found a single vehicle that had rolled over into the ditch. The westbound lanes of K-96 and also 295th Street West had to be shut down for a time due to the crash. Sedgwick County Dispatch says two people were transported to the hospital with unknown injuries. Weather may have been a factor in the crash. Crews on the scene reported that bridges in the area were slick and requested assistance from KDOT. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Authorities say a man is in critical condition after being pulled from a house fire in southwest Wichita Saturday. The fire reported around noon at the 27th and Custer. Arriving firefighters found the home and a car engulfed in flames, and crews found a man who had suffered burns. That man taken to a hospital with critical injuries. Investigators are trying to find out what caused the fire. Wichita police arrested a 25-year-old Breton Raider of Wichita on suspicion of child abuse, child endangerment, and several drug-related charges.
Crews were dispatched to the 3600 block of West 13th Street North on Friday around 8:30 p.m. When police arrived, they found a 9-month-old baby girl with serious injuries. Police tell KSN that an investigation was initiated because of an incident that happened inside the apartment complex, eventually leading to the arrest of Raider. A 6-year-old boy and a 2-year-old girl were placed in police protective custody. During the investigation, officers discovered a marijuana grow operation inside the apartment. The case will be presented to the Sedgwick County District Attorney's Office. Dave Wilson, KNSS News.
KNSS News time now, 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
And we've got the Chiefs. Well, they had a divisional playoff game yesterday, and we'll give you the recap coming up in sports.
Vermont Independent Senator Bernie Sanders has been attacking former Vice President Joe Biden on the campaign trail. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. Here on a Monday morning now, 8:08, 8 minutes past 8 o'clock. Governor Laura Kelly and Senate Majority Leader Jim Denning last week announced an agreement between Kansas Democrats and Republicans on a Medicaid expansion bill. Kansas Senate President Susan Weigel commented on the John Whitmer Show.
This will be the first time in Kansas history, if this bill passes, that we will give taxpayer-funded welfare assistance to someone who is an able-bodied worker, someone who can work if they choose. The work requirement was stripped out of the bill.
John Whitmer Show, Sunday night at 7 on KNSS. Vermont Independent Senator Bernie Sanders has been attacking former Vice President Joe Biden on the campaign trail over foreign policy. Fox's Peter Ducey reports.
Things are getting really personal between Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden about foreign policy as the Sanders campaign tries to inform Democrats who may not have been paying attention at the start of the century about Biden's record. The Sanders campaign has a new statement that reads in part, "It is appalling that after 18 years, Joe Biden still refuses to admit he was dead wrong on the Iraq war." So far, Biden himself has not responded, but one of his top surrogates, John Kerry, hit the Sunday shows this morning to say that he thinks the Sanders campaign is distorting Biden's record as a senator.
Amazon delivers a real stinker.
A Jersey family says they received used diapers via the tech giant's delivery service. Nestle Sales of Jersey City was shocked to see what appear to be diapers covered in fecal matter upon opening the package. Sales says she purchases diapers for her two daughters every month from Amazon's warehouse section, which does sell returned items at a discounted rate. While they have not officially had the substance on the diapers tested, Sales feared for her daughter's health. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:09, 9 minutes past 8 o'clock.
And we've got a traffic accident. This one now is out there by Cheney, and this is a rollover traffic accident, a person trapped inside.
Wow.
Yeah, and that's U.S. 54, area of around 231st Street West. So that is out there by Cheney, west of the Wichita area, but a big rollover traffic accident out there. Watch for a slowdown. And remember, things have been slippery this morning, especially bridges, overpasses, and elevated roadways. Traffic update, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Jennifer Narramore. Good morning, Jennifer.
We are starting off our Monday morning with a good deal of cloudiness. There may be some patchy fog developing, too. Expecting that to lift on out to a good deal of sunshine for today. Big climb in temperatures. We're going to reach the low to mid-50s. Increasing south to southeasterly wind through the afternoon. Could see some gusts over 30 miles per hour. Partly cloudy through the night, a low upper 20s. Sunny and 50 for tomorrow. I'm KNSS meteorologist Jennifer Narramore.
Now fog and mist and 34 degrees, and we have a south wind at 14 miles per hour. Okay, so the fog and the mist is going to could affect your vision as you're driving. We've encountered some slick spots, maybe even some black ice on elevated roadways this morning.
Yep.
We've had a number of injury accidents, at least a couple of them rollover accidents. Maybe it's time to just kind of slow down a little bit.
Definitely a good idea this morning.
Take it easy, because, be patient. You're going to get to work or wherever you're going in plenty of time.
In fact, we're already hearing about that accident I told you about just a little bit ago. There may be a secondary accident out there now.
Somebody plowing into the first accident.
We're seeing some more activity out there by Cheney at around the 231st West area.
You heard our news that a couple of first responders were killed in the weekend weather, all the nasty weather going on. A couple of first responders were killed. And, you know, if you're out there investigating or dealing with an accident, and you're not safe even then. So be careful. Slow down. I was driving home Friday morning. I get to go back to this again and again, but the rain was just pouring down.
And it was so cold out there in the rain.
I noticed it at our house in Riverside. I got inside and a little bit later looked outside, and you could tell in Riverside that water had been up, not over out of the gutters, but over the entire street, because you see where the leaves go.
Right, right.
And that's as deep and as fast as that water's been in a long, long time right there in front of my house. So, yeah, but, you know, the people, it's amazing that people in that kind of weather, they don't slow down. They just keep right on, you know.
Nope.
And most of them had their lights on. I'll give them that.
Okay, good.
But, you know, they didn't slow down. And then Saturday morning I had to get out and go to the doctor's office for a few minutes, and that was right when the snow was hitting.
Yeah,
And the streets were covered with snow. The guys in the big pickups are just going 50 miles an hour, and, you know, in the city streets. I'm thinking, you know, pal, if you have to hit the brakes, something bad is going to happen.
I remember the last time we had snow or ice before this one. I was driving here, and I don't have very far to drive when I was driving here. I've got a little front-wheel drive economy car.
Right, right.
And I was driving very slowly. There was a big 4x4 pickup truck. Apparently the guy thought that since he had four-wheel drive, he could just go as fast as he wanted to. Spun out right in front of me.
Well, and what I was seeing was guys who were pretty much tailgating other people in the snow. And his traction was good at that time, pretty good. But on the other hand, because you had snow, right? And for a while, it's okay. But it's not okay to go that fast because sooner, you know, it's still slick. If you have to hit the binders, you could slide for a while.
Yeah, definitely.
Today is Monday, January 13th, 2020. You know, on this date in 2005, Major League Baseball adopted a tougher steroid testing program that would suspend first-time offenders for 10 days and randomly test players year-round. I remember in those days, Jad, a couple of big leaguers, I'm not going to mention any names, but obviously these guys, you know, they don't have time to go in the gym and pump up the kind of muscles they had. They were doing them. They were doing the steroids in their arms and their chest were just, and they were hitting baseballs 7,000 feet. And you think, well, maybe that's not fair. And so Major League Baseball finally had to step in and do some testing about that, make sure they weren't getting an extra. And some, there are a couple that are still in the record books, even though they did that. So what are you going to do? The FBI asking the public's help in catching a so-called bad wig bandit who's been robbing banks in North Carolina. FBI says a suspect wore a different wig during each heist in the Charlotte area.
Well, at least he's switching things up.
Yeah, variety. One wig was blonde, another was black, and the third was red. The FBI says he robbed a BB&T bank in Huntersville December 13th, then robbed two banks on January 7th wearing these really bad-looking wigs. Okay.
I was hoping the black one would be like a Beatles wig. You know?
Or like Mo Howard, like Larry.
Yeah, exactly.
Three Stooges.
Yeah.
That would be.
I mean, if you're going to go with a bad one, why not, something that's kind of comical?
Sure, they've got some good video of this guy. German, if this is something that all these years later, still this is going on, German officials say experts have successfully defused two 330-pound bombs from World War II in the western city of Dortmund.
Ooh.
Earlier, about 14,000 people were asked to leave the area as a precaution. 14,000. The city's train station was shut down Sunday. All trains rerouted. Hospitals were evacuated. Helicopters patrolled overhead to make sure everyone had left the area.
Still finding bombs.
Yeah. Almost 75 years after the end of the war, unexploded bombs are frequently found in Germany. Disposing of them sometimes entails large-scale evacuations as a precaution, as you just heard us talking about it right there. I wonder if people realize how many tons, thousands and thousands of tons were rained on Germany in World War II, trying to convince the people of that country they ought to go ahead and give up. And it's, you know, when you're going to war, it just seems like those leaders, that doesn't matter. Those civilians, who cares? They tried to bomb, of course, the Americans and British tried to bomb the targets that were the strategic targets, but
right.
Collateral damage is going to happen. Cities, buildings, people. Mm. One of the most comprehensive private collections of John F. Kennedy memorabilia that chronicles his life from childhood to the White House is for sale. Hundreds of items associated with the late president are being offered as a single lot by Boston's PR auction for a minimum of $1.5 million.
So this is out of our price range then.
Yeah, way off. The collection includes a handwritten draft of Kennedy's 1960 speech announcing his intention to run for president.
All right.
Hundreds of unpublished photos and negatives of Kennedy and his family, and even personal items. Online bidding for the collection put together by a California man opens January 17th. And over this weekend, my granddaughter, my youngest one, Sammy Joe, who goes to the El Paso school in Derby. She was given an assignment. She's in first grade. She was to interview somebody.
Oh, okay.
So she came over to interview me at our house yesterday. We sat there at the dining room table, and she had prepared lists that somebody had written these prepared
questions. Yeah.
And we went through them, and I talked about President Kennedy and the assassination, some things that I'm sure she may never have heard about, but it was a good way for these questions to bring out things that happened during my lifetime that were big things, like 9/11. And she asked, and she wrote down. She did very well.
Oh, okay,
then
good.
Then she got to her own question. She said, now, these are my questions. When was your first kiss? Sammy. She's trying to ambush me there a little bit.
A little bit?
Yeah. I said, what kind of grade are you going to get on that? Oh, we don't get grades in the first grade. You can be up or down, I guess. So, best of luck, Sammy Joe.
I'm sure that's worthy of an up.
Yeah, I'm sure she's going to do fine. She's just pretty precocious first grader. Sammy Joe. 8:18, Stephen Ted here on KNSS. It is sports time with Jad Chambers on the sports desk this morning. We had a couple of really interesting games yesterday, football and basketball.
That's right, we did. We'll start with football. Okay. And this was interesting. It was the AFC Divisional Playoff game, Chiefs hosting the Houston Texans. First quarter could have gone worse for the Chiefs, but...
Oh, really?
I'm not exactly sure how. The Texans marched down the field and got an early lead with a touchdown. The Chiefs were then forced to punt. That punt was blocked and returned for another touchdown. Yeah. The Chiefs' D then finally made a stop. They forced a punt. So that's good news. The Chiefs fumbled the punt return, and that sets up Houston for another touchdown, very quickly making things 21-0 in favor of Houston. So very quickly, the Chiefs down in that game, but just as quickly, they've really turned it right around. And I'm going to play a cut from the game here. I think this is the point that really got it turned around. I don't know how many times you're going to see a play or a game turn around on a play like this one, but the Chiefs had got a touchdown to finally kind of get into it, and then they forced a 4th-and-4. Houston lines up to punt, and you heard this one yesterday right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Al Hardman is back to take this punt from Brian Anger. Second in the league in net punting was Anger. 24-7 Houston, 8:32 to go, second quarter. That's a fake punt. They fake the right side, and it's tackled short of the first down. Great play. Dirty Dan Sorensen would not be fooled. A gain of 2 on 3rd-and-4. Dirty Dan makes the big play, stopping the fake punt.
I'll tell you, Sorensen was everywhere.
Yeah.
Clark was everywhere.
Yeah.
They had some guys that were really playing some football, the Chiefs yesterday.
Yeah, that heads defense up. Stepped up a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, and they faked that punt. They keep going. Things could have kind of kept going badly for the Chiefs, but right there, they forced the Texans to turn it over. And, man, the Chiefs' defense just kept the foot right down on the gas.
Yeah.
The Chiefs found the end zone 7 times and wind up winning the game 51-31 to advance to the AFC Championship game on Sunday, where they host the Tennessee Titans. So
one more step.
Yeah, that's it. That'll be the AFC Championship game to determine who goes to the Super Bowl. Number 23, Wichita State on the road yesterday facing UConn. The Shockers had a 9-point lead, but they could not shut the door. They allowed UConn to tie it at 69 in the final minute of regulation. That sent it to overtime, then double overtime. And so they really had to kind of, they got a lead in double overtime, and they were trying to close things out. So this is one of those late plays that, again, it's not a scoring play, but this one kind of sealed it for the Shockers. And you heard that one on 103.7 KEYN. Mike Kennedy with the call.
Back to Gilbert. Gilbert driving it, dishing the pass, and he charged. Gilbert dished the pass off and landed on Udeze. A charging call on Alterique Gilbert, and Wichita State gets the ball back with 16 seconds.
So Udeze drawing the charge there. And
yes, he did.
And that pretty much sealed that game. So really, really helped things out there towards the end of that game. And the Shockers end up winning in double overtime, 89-86.
Oh, that was a tough one.
Yes, it was. The Shockers now have the nation's second longest true road game winning streak. And so they'll be taking that to Pennsylvania on Wednesday night to face Temple. That's next up for the Shockers. And kind of an ugly win for the Wichita State women. They defeated ECU 61-53. But between ECU and WSU, they turned the ball over 51 times.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, but the Shockers got that win, 61-53 over ECU. Shocker women's head coach Keitha Adams will talk about it on the WSU Coaches Show tonight at 6 o'clock. And that's over on KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. And that is going to be followed by coverage of the NCAA College Football National Championship, Clemson Tigers facing LSU. So there we go. And on KNSS tonight, right here on KNSS tonight, Butler basketball at Cloud. Tip off at 8 p.m. That's sports on Steve and Ted in the Morning.
And, you know, a question after the Chiefs game. They had the touchdown pass to Blake Bell, who's a tight end, of course.
Yep.
Bishop Carroll. And we've known the Bell family, my wife and I, for many, many years. And my question is, you know, well, you've always got double coverage.
Yes.
On Kelce. And Tyreek, they get double coverage. Why wouldn't Blake be open for more passes than that? Make more touchdowns.
You would think so, but here's the thing. It was a good thing he was, and it was a good thing, you know. He didn't really get overlooked. He made really a good grab to get that.
Yeah,
so.
And he blocks a lot. He's a good blocker.
Yes, he is.
All right, it's 8:23 now. Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. No time for Republican senators to get weak and timid, says Sean. That's coming up, Steve, at 10 in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.